Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, October the 12th. Thank you for letting us be a part
Horns.
Of it. Want to make sure they all heard what was just announced, so, you know, I don't want to step on that. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you folks that love horns in South Fulton.
That was involuntary.
That was good.
That just jumped right out.
Yeah, you've been having a lot of that lately. It's been fun to watch. You're like, now that you're back on TV, your personality is becoming effervescent. It's wonderful. You walk in here like an open bottle of Sprite. I'm enjoying the hell out of this.
That just jumped right out there,
yeah,
man.
Dude.
I don't know where that came from. That just, you know. Hey.
I don't know if we still consider this because it's a Sunday Columbus Day, but today was the day of the first Columbus Day celebration.
Celebration, okay.
Happened where you would imagine in New York, but it is like 1792.
Ooh.
Way back when.
Way back when.
Mm-hmm. But here's something as we sit here on the sports station. Did anybody have any idea what was to be? Today, Magic and Larry made their debuts.
Yeah. Yep.
Magic and Larry made their debuts. Boston won. Lakers won.
Yep.
And then let's just roll out the rest.
And you know what? You know what? And because I got the local stuff, I'm going to get to it. But you think about that, and it really is, to me, the modern-day equivalent is, you know, Caitlin and Angel. We won't get into that, but down that way. But just the way that did, and how few times they played each other,
mm-hmm,
because they were on opposite coasts. They would only play twice regular season, and if they made it to the finals.
Right.
For all we talk about Magic and Larry, they didn't play each other that often.
Which is why.
Which also made the All-Star game
exactly,
a deal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
Everything
about their
matchups.
Which is not a deal now, but it made it because everybody goes and plays on whichever coast they want to play on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could never see one being on the other coast or one being, you know, that was the thing. But that's the thing. We only got so many opportunities to see those guys on the same court together. And for the difference, for the impact that they made, you would think there was somebody that was on a same division or, you know, same conference, and they're playing each other several times during the season, but that wasn't the case.
I say that's the reason why it became so special, was because they did. This is, see, what we did have, conversely, we had Jordan and the Pistons and the Bad Boys. They played each other a lot.
Yeah.
Didn't have the same aura as the Magic and Larry. And also, we never even thought about there being a contract situation come up to where Larry would say, well, I'm going to go play for the Lakers if you don't pay me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That was never anything you thought about.
That was not happening.
So that happened, though. It all started on this day. This was also the beginning. This is mine. This is not Sam's. But not the beginning, but this is another notch into what I believe is the greatest run in sports history, period. And that includes going to four Super Bowls in a row, even though you lost. But what Magic Johnson did in 4 years has not been eclipsed as far as I'm concerned. You win a high school, you win a college, and you win a pro championship in a four-year span, you can tell everybody the you-know-what. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for somebody to tell me something that's top that.
You'll see.
Yeah, good luck with that. Anyway, this is normally when we turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw, and this morning is no different.
Yeah. We run a few things down. First of all, start with the college scores, and we're going to talk about we came in with Rick James and the Temptations standing on the top. That's because a certain team from our area is on the top of their conference. And we're not talking about Georgia or Georgia Tech, but we'll get into that in a minute. We had the scores yesterday. We know that Georgia was a winner yesterday down at Auburn 2010. Tech was a winner over Virginia Tech. Georgia Tech just has to – every game is a trap game for them the rest of the way. Every game, they can't go in sleepwalking. They're going to get everybody's best shot. And at what point do we start talking about Haynes King getting some Heisman votes?
It's already started.
Can we do that?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
You'd be joining a bandwagon.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's the guy. He's a star.
You know who's leading that? Say,
you know?
Pat McAfee.
Okay.
I wouldn't say he's leading it, but he's one of the dudes talking about that.
Don't forget about this guy.
Yeah.
Don't forget about this guy. Bad time at homecoming yesterday for Georgia State. Appalachian State comes to town and leaves with a 41-20 win. They had 21 players from Georgia on that team. App State always keeps our guys on their team. How they get them to come up on that mountain, man? You know, it's cold, it snows.
Yeah.
But they always get our kids.
Now, here's the thing, and now they're doing it. We can say it above board that they're obviously writing the right checks.
I don't know if App's got that kind of money, but
they're obviously getting some Georgia players.
Well, they're getting players also. They're using the portal also to get some guys who've been at places and are looking for some way to get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we saw a lot of yesterday. Guys who had started out at places like Miami, Illinois, but they're from here, right. You know. And so that's the thing that's so aggravating. But anyway, App State wins. Again yesterday, Mercer's a winner. They beat Princeton. How Mercer end up playing Ivy League school? Mercer beats them 38-14 yesterday. Morehouse, watch out. Morehouse has won two in a row. They beat Central State, the Fighting Hugh Douglases, 31-26. Clark Atlanta falls to Albany State. Maria Boynton is happy about that. 32-7. I think that was Albany State's homecoming. Benedict beats Fort Valley 14-7. The alma mater falls yesterday, our second loss.
Got his hand on his heart, y'all.
Yeah, man. Abilene.
Homecoming.
Yeah, the homecoming's coming up on the 25th. I'm going down there for a while. I'm looking for you. You got to show up.
I'm going to slide down there.
We're going to go to the bookstore.
Hang on a second.
We're going to go to the bookstore with no books.
Hang on a second. Did you just in front of our entire audience just invite Noelle out for homecoming?
It's homecoming. She's coming down to homecoming. You got to show up, man. We got to go and see about it. Team's been nationally ranked this year, but they fought Abilene Christian 30-13. Savannah State's a winner over Allen 23-20. Valdosta State falls to Citadel 38-14. LaGrange is 4-1. They beat Methodist 26-7. UNC Pembroke over Shorter 52-21. Barry's a winner, beat Trinity 29-6. Reinhardt 38-35 winners over Kentucky Christian. Thursday night, Southern Miss beats Georgia Southern 38-35. Also Thursday night, Kennesaw State beats Louisiana Tech 35-7. The Owls are 4-2. They're 4-2. Jerry Mack has done a remarkable job. So considering he came in new at this job as a head coach, having to pull together the right amount. You talk about the transfer portal. You talk mm-hmm. about getting the right players to come in, and it's a hit. They're 4-2 so far. Coach Mack talked after the win over Louisiana Tech about what's going on with this team.
Phase of the game, did something special tonight, whether it was passing the ball, running the ball, and the drive to kind of, in the fourth quarter, to kind of drain the clock and the four down stop, that just reveals the real character of this football team. And going forward, we can be as good as we want to be, as fast as we want to be. I keep saying it, and I truly believe it.
Yeah, all right.
They got Florida International coming up next, and so this was a Thursday night primetime game. And you know, Greg, you know, four wins bowl eligibility is 6 wins.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the first time that the Owls, and I don't know if we want to talk about that much, but he actually mentioned it. We got another comment from Coach. He actually kind of alluded to it.
I see a team that constantly keeps getting better each week. I think good teams, teams that have a chance to play in bowl games and postseason play, they find a way each week, every week, to try to get better. And that's what you see in this team right now. We continue to grow as a football team. We're growing in every single phase right now, every single week. And that's what you want at this kind of midpoint of the season.
He mentioned it. He said the coach himself said bowl game.
Yeah.
It was a
throwaway, though.
To a bowl game.
Yeah.
You know, they got Florida International coming up. I got some other tough teams on the schedule. You know, Texas, El Paso, they got Liberty coming up at the back end. That's going to be tough, as well as Jacksonville State. But they got a chance to get those six wins and go to a bowl game for the first time in their second year in Conference USA. That's pretty impressive to me.
Yeah.
Let me see what happens. A couple other notes. Shout out to Dwight Howard.
He was back
at his high school, Southwest Atlanta Christian. The Sacco Warriors had a chance to celebrate him becoming a Hall of Famer this weekend. Greg Street out there, I think, was helping to MC that event. So shout out to him for being out there. And I had a chance to go over to Dunwoody. The young people over there, the football team, were remembering their former coach, Mike Nash, who passed away last Friday. Went there for practice, and they were remembering the coach by playing Jimmy Buffett music. You out there practicing football?
Yeah.
Had Jimmy Buffett music going on in the background. By the way, they're going to have a memorial this afternoon, 3:00 at Dunwoody Baptist Church. The family's going to receive friends and well wishes. Some of the team will be there this afternoon.
I want Lou Rawls. I want Michael. I want some Quincy. I want some Oscar Peterson. Play at my funeral. I'm saying. So if you could, you ask, you know, like, if you tell me.
Is that a request list?
Yeah. Because okay. I was, you know, being a DJ, so you got to have a variety. Like one of them K-Tail albums back in the day.
Not the K-Tail.
A little bit of everything on there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got to talk. This is going to be special. We haven't talked to Terrella in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where there's new family members. We haven't talked to him in a minute. Got to catch up with Sayla. Got to catch up with Mello.
Yeah.
And his thoughts on what's around the corner with our Atlanta Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
NBA is here. This is the best.
Because
month.
You know what's happening yesterday? The Falcons play at 7 tomorrow night.
Yep.
At 6, the Hawks play the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. And that's all happening right.
We got to have a conversation about traffic. If you just joining us, we started the show talking about how this city is preparing for next year,
mm-hmm.
which means on the weekends, you're going to see a lot more yellow cones, orange and black cones, whatever, around this city. And Sam's bringing up an event that we normally can navigate easily through tomorrow. It might not be the case.
Man,
the only saving grace is that it is a holiday and there will not be as many people going out on the roads. As far as to work. But that's not going to stop. It's just going to be kind of stupid.
Man, it's going to be crazy tomorrow.
So be very, very aware of where you need to go. Plan accordingly. And I'm going to talk about tomorrow because we got a lot of stuff happening that involves, us.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about our teams. I'm talking about us. 92.9 The Game. We'll let you know about that. Next, also Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times. Joining Sam and Greg with Noel, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't care what waking up song. Your radio alarm, you come on there and then you hear this song waking up.
Man, you think so?
First you're going to lay there for a minute and sing.
Really?
Then you're going to get up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this Sunday, 12th day of October. And I don't know why, but it just seemed like a good song to bring Terrell on to. You know. So let's bring on Terrell. Good morning, Terrell Thomas. These Urban Times are, well, I won't say he's our brother. He's our cousin. He's just something.
He's our kinfolk.
Yeah,
kin. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, man. It's been a minute since we talked to you. How are you and the family?
That voice. Good to hear that voice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great to be back. It's great to be with you guys. I'm well. You know, it's our favorite time of year. We're in a mix where the NBA is bouncing back, football is live and a living color, baseball is rounding out, hockey is here. It's the best time of year, so I'm excited. And again, I'm happy to be talking with you gentlemen, lady and gentlemen, this morning.
You just put a smile on Noelle's face.
Yeah, you did.
She never forgotten anyway, but yeah, that was nice. All right, well, listen, I'll let you decide. Should we get the personal out the way first, or we want to talk some basketball and we'll get to the personal? You want to get your thoughts
either
on the Hawks?
Either is fine. Either is fine this morning. You run the show,
all right.
Man.
Well,
either
I tell you
fine.
What, Terrell. If you are talking to our audience and the people of Atlanta, how would you have them navigate getting down to the game tomorrow and knowing that the traffic is just going to be stupid, you know, as they take on Miami? have you driven downtown lately? What's been your experiences trying to get to the stadium?
No, especially on as you mentioned, on game days, I would get out, go tailgate, stuff like that. So I would get out early in the day, especially when they were like 1 o'clock games or something like that. Tomorrow is going to be a madhouse, I believe. I think it's going to be a zoo. So it might be one of those situations where if you want to get downtown in that area, you might have to get out there 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon and just maybe go have a nice drink somewhere, get a good burger or something, and just plan to be there all day because it's certainly going to be a madhouse.
Can believe that. Definitely can believe that, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452 at Eldorado2452. All right. So the Hawks are playing tomorrow night, a preseason game. Talk about what you've seen from this team so far. And they're coming off a win last night.
Yeah, you know, it's still early, two preseason games in, but they look good. They do look good. I'll say that. So many new pieces on this Hawks team. And I believe they're second or third youngest team in the NBA right now. So although we think of the experience that Trae Young has or the experience when you add a guy like Kristaps Porzingis, but it's still a very young team. They have looked good so far, but I want to see how they look when they're really peaking at their pinnacle this season and really get all things going.
Can I just tag on to something we were talking a second ago about? Because you were mentioning getting around downtown tomorrow. Let's keep this in mind, too, because Sam and I were talking about our station is going to have a presence. Our footprint is going to be all over downtown tomorrow because getting ready for the Monday night football game with the Falcons, We got Dukes and Bell. Well, actually, we got Dukes, Bell, and Randy.
Yeah.
They're going to be down at the Hilton from 11 a.m. until 3. You got Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick. They're going to be at Centennial Yards for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
On the Steel Bridge.
On the Steel Bridge, as opposed to the Steel Pier.
Yeah.
From 3 until 5. My point for saying that is it's not just getting to the stadium or the fact that this game is going on. There's going to be a whole bunch of watch parties, too, for the people who couldn't get tickets and get in. So you got that added bunch of traffic, too. I'm just telling you, plan accordingly, and if MARTA can get you where you need to get to, take that. I just want to say that off the top there. Because we need to let folks know about that. So what do we think of when we watch this game? You're not going to be comparing what you have as far as the Hawks players right now. Is it about getting in shape at this point? They're not going to have Tyler Hero. So again, this is about getting in, as they say, basketball shape. Even though a lot of these guys come in to the season,
well, I think it's also like rounding out your roster. You know what you've gotten as far as you first thing. And that's the thing with this Hawks team; they seem to be a deeper team. You have some good, and that's something that I've missed in recent years. So somebody goes down with an injury, this team all of a sudden struggles. And I think that's the thing, Terrell, that you look at this roster right now, you got some guys who don't mind playing roles and some guys who could be flexible in playing different roles.
Yeah, very much so. I think it's one of those things in tomorrow night's matchup where you get to conquer a lot of things in one, because for some of the guys, some of the new pieces, this will be their first time playing in front of Hawks fans at State Farm Arena. Again, granted, as you mentioned, it may not be an extremely competitive game where you have Miami's best players out there and things like that, but just getting adjusted to seeing, like, you know, what it's like in this locker room on a game day. What is the atmosphere like on a game day? Running up and down this floor on a game day. I think that'll be good for some of the players. As you just mentioned, this team will be very deep. I do like a lot of the pieces that were brought in on this team. So it'll be very interesting to see as the season moves on how Coach Snyder does shape out his roster. You know, who's here permanently, who maybe do a two-way thing, and we see them with the Skyhawks and get called up in pivotal situations, things like that. But I think, as you said too, Greg, it's going to be about remaining in game shape, continuing to learn Coach Quinn's philosophies, because I'm quite sure he's not going to throw all of his schemes and philosophies out in preseason to give out too much tape. But then again, getting adjusted to what does game day look like, a home game day look like for these new players.
Yeah, but every Sunday, you got basketball fans hitting their knees and saying prayers that Porzingis doesn't get injured. You don't want anybody on this team getting injured, but this guy who's got the history of it, you really, really, really don't uncross your fingers throughout the season, hoping that guy doesn't go down.
Yeah, but, it's funny because I think that's going to be the key with this roster overall, and it will be health and injuries. You just mentioned Porzingis. He's a guy that's an extraordinary talent, nicknamed the Unicorn. Could be in MVP discussions if he could, you know, play a full season. So his health is something that we got to watch. A gentleman that we've been talking about for the last few seasons who we think is a rising, not just star, all-star, but a possible superstar, and Jalen Johnson, if he can stay healthy, you know, just imagine what he brings to this lineup. And then Trae Young, you know, thank goodness he's never had any significant injuries, but when he has missed time, whether in a playoff situation or in a regular season moments, we've seen a very different Atlanta Hawks team. So I think, yes, Porzingis may be at the top of the list. The Hawks fans will be, you know, wishing on a star that he can truly stay healthy. But I think health overall is going to be the key to this team being a 3-5 seed, or once again, unfortunately, looking at a play-in tournament. I hope that's not where we're going this season.
He didn't mention Dyson Daniels.
Yep.
I'm just surprised. Defense and all that, but go ahead.
Well, yeah. Just because
Dyson doesn't get injured too much. You know, he seems to be one of the more reliable pieces that we've had, you know, on this Hawks roster. So I didn't want to throw him out there.
Okay, I understand. Still early.
I like the addition of Luke Kennard. I mean, he's a guy who could be a long-distance specialist for this team, and that's something that's always needed. So it was great to see him be an addition for this team as well. I think it's going to be great for him.
But you should be happy at Kongwu still.
Yep.
You were worried about losing him.
Yeah, I was worried somebody's going to come and pluck him out of there. But I think it's great that he's in the position that he's in. You know what he brings. He's going to bring you good defense. He's going to do some things defensively. And I think having Porzingis around and Jalen Johnson and Zach Richesche going to allow, you know, Big O to just do his thing when his number's called. And I know he's big on your radar as well, Terrell.
Yeah, he's a guy that I've been waiting to have a breakout season for some time. And, I'm hoping that this is the season that it really comes around, as you mentioned, with the additions that we had. But I'm glad you mentioned Luke, because he's going to be, I think, him the combination and connection of him and Trae Young, I think a lot of people don't understand just how well of a shooter this guy is. Man, I think him and Trae can do some beautiful things here. So I'm excited to see how Luke fits into this philosophy as well.
That is Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this Sunday morning, 12th day of October. All right, so for tomorrow night, you got tip-off at 6 o'clock. Miami Heat, Atlanta Hawks, downtown. Just plan accordingly if you got to travel. Also, you should know that, obviously, you got Falcons and Bills going on.
Right,
so
next door.
We should tell you that we, meaning 92.9 The Game, will have a presence downtown, and I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of watch parties and people going to these events. This is a positive for the city, but you just got to, like I said, everybody's getting ready for next year, so there's all kinds of cones and areas that you think you can park in, and you're not going to be able to, and just, what's your phrase, man? Park your patience?
Pack your patience. Got to have it. Got to bring it.
So tomorrow we got the Falcons game. We got Dukes, Bell, and Randy at the Cigna by Hilton, 11 a.m. until 3. Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick and Centennial Yards, Wade Ford tailgate show from 3 until 5. So that is all tomorrow, and we're going to be all over those games. I'm going to get back to what we got going on today, but as we talk to Terrell Thomas,
mm-hmm.
our folk.
Oh, yeah.
Since he's had a wonderful offseason.
Mm-hmm.
he's been kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are all aware of the beautiful Selah, mm-hmm. who is on her way to becoming the next Maria Taylor in broadcasting.
Yep.
And you got Mello. We're not sure what he is. He's going to be. He might be more like Barkley. In broadcasting. We're not sure about Mello. But since then, congratulations. I'll let you give him yours.
Oh, well,
there is a new member of the Thomas household. Would you like to do the honor, sir, and tell everybody?
Oh, yes indeed. Well, thank you very much. Ironically, on my birthday this year, September 7th, my lady and I welcomed a healthy little boy into the world. Named him Kobe, of course. Yes, after Kobe Bryant. But it's been a interesting month, I'll say. You know, no sleep and things of that nature. Getting the young man accustomed to the world and accustomed to our world. But it's been a beautiful blessing. So we're thankful there. It's been a beautiful blessing.
Yeah, and how's Mama doing?
She's doing well. You know, I'm gonna give her a lot of credit because. She, you know, she's Mama Bear, so she's the one when little man is whiny or, you know, wants some attention, she's the one that's giving the extra amounts of hugs. Like, don't get me wrong, I'll play my part. I'll get in, get my hands there, you get the bottles going, and spend some time with him as well.
Diapers? You changing diapers?
Yeah.
Left that part out. We wasn't sure.
The diaper thing never bothered me. You know, I'm not a fan of the whining portion of little ones. You know, I understand that comes. But the dirty work, the diapers and stuff like that, I could do that all day. It's when the little one starts the wanting to be held and mama comes right along, you know, with her charm. And I tell her, I say, he can just smell when you walk in the room. Because the whole environment changes.
The whole world changes. World changes, right? The world becomes a beautiful place.
But he don't like the fact that the kid is showing what he got from daddy, which is a voice. Broadcasting. You can start to broadcast. Be quiet. Anyway, congratulations.
But I want to thank y'all as well, because I know, you know, y'all knew for some time, and I appreciate the calls and the text messages and things like that. So thank you to my 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg family. Hey, greatly appreciate you guys.
How big sister and big brother
doing?
Oh, they've been extremely hands-on and happy. Carmelo was gung-ho the entire time. Selah as well. And it's been great to see them to bond. It's been great to see them bond. Selah doing holding and feed. Carmelo wants to hold him all the time. It's like, Melo, you're not much bigger than him. I know you're just a little guy yourself.
they've been
well. So I appreciate that from them as well.
Congratulations, you've done it just like it happened in real life. You got Melo leaning on Kobe.
There you go. Yeah.
Listen, man, congratulations, you and the family and everything. And, of course, you are now – this is just the beginning of your appearances on our show as we head into basketball season. So enjoy the rest of your day. And listen, there can't be nothing better. I love doing it with Jesse, but that's a whole different episode of Oprah. But sitting back, and he's going to have this baby in his arm watching football, watching the Eagles game.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to be thinking about when I see the Eagles play. I'm thinking Terrell with
Not today now.
No, not today. But moving forward.
We ain't been in Philadelphia. It's been a rough week in Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's true.
We ain't going to bring that up today.
I don't care nothing about that, though.
We ain't going to bring –
He didn't say nothing about the Cubs being knocked out.
We see what Noel's doing. She's playing in Philadelphia. Yeah, she's kind of picking at me in a backhanded way. We see you over there. We see you. We know what you're doing.
We're happy for you, but we're still going to let you know about your sports.
Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you, Terrell. We'll talk to you soon. Speaking of Noel, tell you what. I'm going to let you know about some money flying through the air. I got a casting call for you, and I'm sure that she has got something on her mind, so we're going to give her the floor too. That is up next before we head into this 8 o'clock hour. Remember, Miles Garrett is going to get us set for Falcons and Bills tomorrow night. It is Sam and Greg. A short version is we got NFL football kicking off with the Jets and Denver at 9:30 this morning, so we're going to leave you just before the pregame show at 9:15. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm surprised you didn't say horns again. Come on, Ray. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this. I almost said Saturday. Sunday morning. The Loop. On this 12th day of October, is this a remote control drop for you, this movie?
Oh, yeah.
As it is for me.
Very much. Very
much. There's a handful of movies. You mentioned somebody we lost this past week. She is in three of my remote drop movies. Lost Diane Keaton, 79 years old. Of course, Michael Corleone's wife in Godfather trilogy.
I'm going through and I'm seeing a lot of other movies that you remember with her. You know, The First Wives Club and...
Never saw it.
I remember seeing...
You missed out.
Yeah, that was good.
Hey, there she is. Wait a minute.
That's my movie.
Are you official
right
now? Are you officially joining us now?
Looking for
good
Mr.
Morning.
Goodbar.
There you go.
Good morning.
Okay.
Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Never saw it. I don't like Richard Dreyfuss.
Something's Got to Give. I
can't
saw
do
that,
that
one.
Dude.
That was with Jack Nicholson. So I've seen some of her movies. I didn't see The Book Club.
You didn't see, she kept a style for me for mm-hmm. her entire life. And it was from one movie.
Oh, Father of the Bride, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, when you would see her, other than when she was performing, it seemed like she was always that character in the way she dressed, and that was Annie Hall. And I never saw the movie.
Even when she performed.
Like, I'm sorry?
I would say even when she performed.
Really?
Like, a lot of her characters had that same kind of monochromatic, black, white kind of
the hat flipped
style
up like that.
Yeah.
It was a Woody Allen thing, and I get it.
The, yeah. There, she just kind of stayed in that.
Yeah, but she
but
rocked
she
it for the whole
well.
Time.
Yeah.
Right? This, so, anyway.
How often do characters get to do that?
Right.
Get to play, role play characters that are so close to the persona.
You don't get to do it. You decide to do it, and then it's either accepted or isn't.
Well, if you got a good
you're
enough,
right, yeah.
you got a good enough agent to get that for you, you're right.
I'll tell you, okay. So, the character is different than the actor. Here's one, Pee Wee Herman. Because Paul okay. Rubens was in movies.
Was.
But Pee Wee Herman, different deal.
He was really good in Blow. With Johnny Depp.
I heard that was the case. What else was he? He was in, was it Breaking Bad or not Breaking Bad. It was, oh, man, he was in one of them Billy Bob Thornton somethings.
Uh-oh.
But he was, you know. He
could
was,
act a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, he did that. But Diane Keaton, and she wasn't playing that character.
She just was
wardrobe.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they kind of worked those, like, quirky feminist on her. Like, she kind of played that her entire career, like, outside of The Godfather.
You could, and see, that's the only time I know her.
Yeah, outside of The Godfather. Yeah, because, you know, she's meant to play a certain, you know, archetype in The Godfather, so that's just.
And I didn't even know her from anything before that, and she was one of the few people who were locked in.
Yeah.
When Francis Ford Coppola talked about trying to get so-and-so to be mm-hmm. in this movie, then nobody wanted Marlon Brando then. The Paramount didn't want Al Pacino as Michael. They actually tested James Caan. But James Caan, Robert mm-hmm. Duvall, the dude who played Clemenza Fish, Abe Bogota, and her were the only ones that everybody was cool with.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think the guy who played Bozzini, because he was in Ocean's 11. He was in the Ocean's 11 with Sinatra and Dean Martin. He was part of the Rat Pack. So, yeah, he played that. Don't get me down this rabbit hole. All right. 929thegame.com/casting call. Got a fresh list of job opportunities, and we're going to come back to Noel in just a minute. Let me just get this out of the way and let folks know where they can start getting this holiday money. And there's one where it's not so much the money, but you're going to be a part of something cool. And Sam and I were talking this past week, and he was like, going to break this news to me. I was like, man, I already got that on the casting call. And this is one of those deals, much like when you walk through seeing the court TV shows. This is different, but yet they still need a studio audience. They are looking for audience members for 106 in sports. This is a new show on BET.
Yes.
Cab Casting is the one who are looking for a part of this. I'm going to tell you exactly what they're looking for. Okay, I got time to read this?
Go ahead.
All right, let me get this here. Be a part of the live experience, BET mm-hmm. new show, 106 mm-hmm. and sports. Step into the culture. Bring the energy. Be in the room. We're calling Atlanta's most dynamic crowd to show up and bring the energy. Sports fans, pop culture lovers, fashion heads, this is the place to be. Be a part of the audience for BET's 106 and sports. New live series where sports, music, and cultures collide. Fronted by, you ready? A dude who got his number retired yesterday.
Yeah.
At the Georgia game. Talking about Cam Newton. Obviously Auburn did it. Cam Newton and Ashley Nicole Moss. Media powerhouse. They're going to be the hosts of the show. Most tapings will feature special celebrity appearances, live music performances, pro athlete guests making each show a unique and exciting experience. Going to tape here in town. Going to every Monday. Well, actually, Monday's at 3 o'clock.
Monday's at 3.
Starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Monday's at 3 o'clock, starting tomorrow, 18 years older, valid ID required, and I break down how you can submit to get yourself tickets to the show.
There are a lot of people who remember 106 and Park,
right.
what it was musically.
Right.
And so to bring a sports version of this, and I think, you know, Noel, I don't know what you think, but to do it in Atlanta, I can't think of another city. Well, it happens in a lot of cities, but I can't think of a place where the culture meets sports more so than here in our town.
Yeah, and it's also exciting because when I was a kid, like, New York was the place with the 106 and Park and all
right.
the people and exciting. And so to have it move here and for it to be more kind of cross-cultural with the sports and everything else is amazing. And I will probably go down there at least once because, I mean, who in their 30s didn't want to be a part of 106 and Park?
Yeah. 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 Right. Right.
So anyway, there you go. That is the first one on the breakdown. You can see this list not only on 92.9thegame.com/castingcall, mm-hmm. but it's also up on GetCast with Greg on X. So there you go. And if you guys got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. I will tell you real quick, there's an opportunity for a stand-in. This is a big one. On Locations Casting has. I have it, all the information there. CL Casting is doing JPI. They need a biker type, tough biker type dude. All right. They also need faces with character, which brought on a question to me. If you had to pick somebody, we were actually talking about somebody earlier, not their acting ability, not how pretty or how whatever. When you look at this person's face, you can tell they got a story behind it.
Okay.
All right. So it's one of those indescribable traits, like the it factor. So I was trying to think, can you think of somebody in regards to this? Like who would say, you would say, that face has character. There's a story behind it. A famous person. I'll give you one.
Okay.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We know
right.
him as funny, but I mean, you look at somebody like that, Danny DeVito.
Okay.
So that's a face with character. I had another one, too, I was thinking of. Would you say Samuel L.?
Okay.
That's another one. Okay. You look at him, you can, and when he gives you that stare,
yeah,
that's from something.
You almost know what's going what would ordinarily come out from there, right?
Extras Casting Atlanta is looking for keyboard players, Mr. Crenshaw.
All right, now
keyboard players, piano players, keyboard players.
We have plenty of them around.
Leaning country music, like and small town cops for the all the sinners bleed. This is Rose Lock Casting. I want to mention this one more time because I got one more week of this. Maybe. Today's the 12th. I'm going to mention it maybe again next week, whenever the 25th is. But you hear, I've been talking about this for weeks, ever since it's been out there. I don't know if they've got enough already, but I'm going to keep mentioning it. There are volunteers needed for what has been called, or what is called, the Vampire Run. The Vampire Run happens out in Covington. You know, between mm-hmm. Covington and Conyers, that we call that the Supernatural Highway with all those vampire TV shows that were shot out there. And shout out to Angie out at Mr. Grill. So I got to talk to her later on because they did Vampire Diaries out there. But this is a run to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are looking for volunteers for a local nonprofit race. This race happens Saturday the 25th, October 25th. So they are looking for zombie actors, just people to get into the spirit of things. But this is going to be a zombie run. It's founded by a guy named Scotty Scoggins, and it will begin at 8:30 a.m. on the 25th out in Covington. All the information, as far as the other links to where you can view it, are all on my casting call. It's under Casting All Talent. It'll be the last breakdown of the ones that I have on there in front of the camera. Then I walk you through how to find stuff behind the camera. So, again, if you got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. But, again, Casting All Talent, taking a bite out of blood cancers. That's the title of it. And one last time, let me just say this, and I'll talk more about it next week. Tuesday, a couple friends of mine from the film industry who are makeup artists are going to be coming to the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. This will be our second event where we come out there and just spend an hour in the Ryan Seacrest Studios. You know that Ryan Seacrest Studio?
Right.
And you get piped into all the rooms, so if the kids that can't come down, unfortunately, to be a part of that and get made up, they'll send questions down to the makeup artist, you know, saying, we got them last time. Like, did you ever work with Taylor Swift? Have you ever been in a movie with Michael B. Jordan? Have you ever done this with?
Yeah.
You know, they have all kinds of questions as they sit up there and watch this and wish that they could be down there. I'm telling you, you know how I was when I came back after that first one.
Yeah, right.
It was hard to even talk about it. And I couldn't wait till this one coming up Tuesday, and then we're going to do it again the week leading up to to Halloween. So having said that, Noel, let's break this up. I know we just got a few more minutes, but I just, both Sam and I are curious of what has been on your mind this past week that you haven't had a chance to let us know about. And if you want to go a little long, well, you know, you're pushing a button, so you can do what you want.
Nothing much. Just shout out to the Las Vegas Aces.
Mm-hmm.
The first game series of seven.
Did you think it was going to go like that?
I was not expecting the Mercury to get swept up out of there.
Yeah.
Like they did. Ooh, ooh, wee. And they had some issues and some injuries and some other stuff. But, man, the game-winning shot, 2.2 on the clock. two people on you, and you jump up just high enough to get the perfect shot in your perfect spot to end the series and get the MVP trophy. Man, amazing. Amazing.
You know how they do at the end of the year, or at the end of Wimbledon, the men's and women's winner get to choose like the meal, and then they have like a dance at their big gala, right? Does that still go on, Sam?
Then they get the dance. Only they choose the meal. The meal's at the Masters.
Okay. But they do like a celebratory dance, mm-hmm. together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be dancing on the men's side with Asia Wilson this year when clock strikes at 2026? Because there is no other woman who has achieved what she's achieved this year. My question is there a male equivalent who we look at as an all-time great and then done something as their season ends that makes us go, yeah, he's him? And that could be Ohtani, right? That could be Shea Griffin. Well, their season doesn't end until 2026. I'm talking about the end of this calendar year that has done something in 2025 that would put them on the level with Asia.
I don't know, but I know that Asia and Shai are the only two to ever win a finals and debut their shoe in the same year.
That's enough for
okay.
me. That's enough for me.
Okay.
And then what's nice. And then what's next? And even though she's already got a trophy, a cabinet full of trophies, there's still not a three in front of her age.
Yeah, she's nowhere near done. She will be terrorizing the rest of this league and the new incoming teams, and now she will be terrorizing them for years to come. I mean, the Aces literally said on your left with like the last quarter of the league, the last quarter of the season left to play, said on your left, and before anybody even knew who said it, came and snatched the trophy. I mean, I ain't never seen nothing like it.
I have a question, and there's an obvious answer, but I don't know, because as we sit here, and we talked about this earlier, that today was the day that it all started on the professional level with Magic and Larry. And they needed each other with the growth of the league. And listen, let's not sleep on the fact that David Stern landed here then, too. He landed about a year or so later and saw the marketing advantages of having these two guys there. But does Asia need, you know, a Magic or a Larry? And I say that knowing that we spent all of earlier this year and last year talking about Caitlin and Ainge. But I don't know that either of those two are going to be what Asia is.
I don't know that she needs that.
That's what I'm asking. Does she need it?
We already have something that's making people tune in. They'll tune in for what they tune in for, but they can't miss or ignore her.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, I don't even know if it's possible right now because of where Asia is in her career. Like, somebody would have to, an alien would have to fall to be able to. I mean, because
so
everybody here.
Inescu couldn't come up, or one of those Liberty, you know, one of the other ladies. I mean, I'm just asking.
Asking. You got Breonna Stewart, like, kind of, like, right there, and that's somebody that could rival her again next season. That's somebody that's kind of always right there in contention with her. We saw what the Liberty can do when everything's clicking, but in 4 years, the Liberty was only able to get one of them things. The Aces got three. I'm wondering if the Aces are the Davis's best investment.
How about that? Yeah. Could be.
Right? Family ownership. Like, Mark did the thing. Mark did his big one with the Aces. You know, different with daddy stuff, but it's a big one with the Aces.
That team is down right now, and I get what you're saying, and right now you're probably right, but that's a brand, being Oakland Raider. That's a brand that has been going on for a while.
They ain't Oakland
Raider. Raider. If you say a Raider, y'all know what I'm talking about as far as football. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think right now you're absolutely right. They are. They're number one in his portfolio, but as far as sports teams. But
I mean, we're looking at today.
When you're talking about the Raiders, when you just say that out loud as far as professional sports.
Well, it means you're of a certain age.
Yeah, I was about to say, and then you turn them on.
Because for the kids coming on, you know, they ain't, seen that.
And then you go, oh, the Raiders.
Yeah, really.
That's what the Raiders are now. Oh, the Raiders. unless you're a diehard.
Right.
Oh, the Raiders.
You're spending money on them, though.
Yeah.
Point taken. Just asking.
I'm just looking at right now, and for Mark Davis to be like a nepo to go out and get your own team and to turn it into this. It's like, okay, you did learn something from Al. I see you. I see you.
And who's going on that? Who's bringing that baseball team? He ain't got nothing to do with that baseball team, does he?
I think never that knew is who. Him.
Pardon? The baseball too?
I think. I got to look at that one.
Yeah. Because I know, I didn't think he had anything to do with the baseball
team. Because I feel like that's what the Vegas connection is, but I could have very well made that up. I'm going to check that out, Atlanta.
Okay, well, while Noel's working on it, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we got Myles Garrett getting set for Monday Night Football with the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. And it just, this could be a really, really fun game to watch. I think it's going to be fun. I don't know if we're going to win it, but I think it's going
to
be
a fun game to win, Greg. Fun game to win.
That'd make it even better. But it's still going to be a fun game to watch. I'm looking forward to that one. Anyway, moving into this 8 o'clock hour, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.